Craig down, baby.
It's time for the Friday Five, and if you don't know what the Friday Five is, each Friday we choose a theme. Sean Ramaswamy comes in and says, forget the theme, so we cross it out. And what we do is have Sean go through the internet and find five wonderful things that you might have missed. He's a producer with Studio 360, host of the incredible podcast Sideshow.
And edible now available in digestible form.
All right. First thing.
Jeb's running for president. He's got a great new logo, and the internet's favorite part was the exclamation point at the end. The logo is simply J-E-B in bubble letters, exclamation point in bubble, exclamation point. And the internet immediately had a lot of fun with it, as it should. They turned it into, like, the exclamation punch for Adam West's Batman. Jeb! And they made it a logo for puppy treats, like Jeb. They made it into the new logo for a terrible-looking Kevin James comedy, just to select a few.
Sworn oath to protect this mall and all inside it.
You can check him out at thetakeaway.org.
Cha-ching. All right, number two.
There's this podcast called Serial.
Yeah.
It was good business for all podcasts, that one. And I think something's about to happen that's also going to be good business for podcasts. This week, Marc Maron released an episode of his immensely popular WTF podcast featuring Judd Apatow. But before he got to Judd, he made a big announcement, and I brought a clip.
If everything goes as planned, I will post a WTF, an episode of this show that you're listening to now.
He takes a while.
Featuring myself in conversation with, talking to, at my home in my garage.
Yeah, we get it, Mark.
Me talking to the president of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
That's cool, though. At least there's a payoff.
I guess the dogs are sniffing his garage right
now. He's trying to build suspense at a garage. It's hard. But he did it.
You think it's actually happening?
I think it's going to happen today, and he's going to release it on Monday. I mean, for podcasting, it's huge, John.
Three.
Terry Gross is not happy. Number three, Chris Pratt. He's in the new Jurassic Park movie. Did you see it?
No.
Me neither yet, but I will.
Yet.
There's a lot of bad news on the internet this week, of course, but thankfully there was Pratt keeping to cheer us up. It's a new meme based on an image of Chris Pratt attempting to direct a pack of velociraptors in the new Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World. There's a poster of him, like, holding his arms up, outstretched. And this has become a meme. Local zookeepers across the country are posting photos of them with their two arms outstretched, directing animals. But instead of velociraptors, you've got, like, little chickens and flamingos and penguins and giraffes and hippopotami, and it's hilarious.
You can relate to at least one of those things, right?
Number four.
Number four. Vin Diesel is one of the best things on the internet. Did you know?
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Well, I suppose.
Just because he's so weird. All he does on... First of all, he is an industry, not only in film where he's been on Guardians of the Galaxy and Fast and Furious movies and is huge, but on Facebook. And this week, I think he peaked. I brought some music to set the scene here. It's him outside of his car window, filming a video of himself as the car drives down some Moroccan-looking street, and he's just staring into his camera, smiling as he passes palm trees and sort of stucco houses. And then at the end, he leaves us a message, and here's the message.
I can't tell you how blessed I am to have such an incredible community here.
I can't tell you how blessed I am
to have such an incredible community here. He's talking about on Facebook. The caption of the video is experiment, make product, lead with love. I think Vin Diesel is maybe one of the better things about the internet because he's one of the hardest things to understand. And I just wanted to share that with you, John. I'm sorry.
Number five.
Number five, you know, the Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Someone took some footage of the Teletubbies rolling down hills and filtered it black and white and said it's a Joy Division's atmosphere. And it's like 4 minutes of just beautiful, surreal footage. And you have to watch it. It's a mashup video that really works for some reason that I can't explain.
But works in the sense that it calms you down?
Yeah. You'd think it'd be unsettling, but it's actually really, really calming and beautiful. Just imagine Teletubbies in black and white rolling down hills now, okay?
Ah.
Into your weekend.
Ah.
Soothe.
Ah.
But let's go forward into the weekend. Sean Ramaswamy, thanks so much. What's on the podcast?
A guy who turned his Twitter account into a Broadway show. Pretty impressive.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's the podcast called Sideshow.
Correct. Now edible.
Now edible. Sean Ramaswamy, Studio 360 producer. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Curious.com, committed to helping people learn more than 15,000 skills like Hungarian, hula hooping, and HTML. Curious.com. Grow your skills. Learn more at Curious.com/PRI.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.